ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नारं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नास्तवेषु नित्यं भगवद् सेवया भगवदी उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकीं एते सकलपुंसं कृष्णस्तु भगवान् सं इन्द्रियार्व्याकुलं लोकं मृद्यन्ते युगे युगे नाम संकेतनं यस्य सर्व पाप प्रणाशनं प्रणाम दुःख समनस्तं नमामि हरं परं निगमकल्पतरोर्गलितं फलं सुखमुखतमृत दिवसमृतं विविध भगवतं रासमालयं मुहुरोरासिक भुवि भावुकः. So we are reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, 9th canto, 14th chapter, text number 48.
एकां एवां पुरा वेदा प्रणवां सर्ववन्मया देवो नरायनो नान्या एको अग्निर्वर्ण एव च. Eka,
only one.
Eva,
indeed.
Pura,
formerly.
Veda,
book of transcendental knowledge.
Pranava,
Omkar,
Sarvavakmaya,
consisting of all Vedic mantras.
Deva,
the Lord,
God,
Narayana,
only Narayan,
was worshipable in the Satya Yuga.
Na Anya,
no other,
Eka Agni,
one division only for Agni,
Varna,
order of life,
evacha,
and certainly.
Translation and purport by His
Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada.
Srila Prabhupada ki.
Translation.
In the Satya Yuga, the first millennium,
all the Vedic mantras were included in one mantra,
pranav,
the root of all Vedic mantras.
In other words, the
Atharva Veda
alone
was the source of all
Vedic knowledge.
The Supreme Personality
of God, the Narayan,
was the only worshipable
deity.
There was no
recommendation
for worship of the
demigod.
Fire
was one only,
and the only
order of life in
human society
was known as
Hamsa.
Purport.
In Satya
Yuga there was only
one Veda,
not four.
Later,
before the beginning of
Kali Yuga, this
one Veda,
the Atharva Veda,
or some
say the Yajur Veda,
was divided
into four:
Sama,
Yajur,
Rig, and
Atharva,
for the
facility of human
society.
In Satya
Yuga, the only
mantra
was Omkar,
Om
Tat Sat.
The same
name Omkar
is manifest
in the mantra
Hare
Krishna,
Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna,
Hare Hare,
Hare
Rama,
Hare Rama,
Rama Rama,
Hare Hare.
Unless one
is a Brahmana, one
cannot
utter
Omkar
and get the
desired
result.
But in
Kali Yuga,
almost everyone is a
Shudra,
unfit for
pronouncing the
Omkar,
pranav.
Therefore,
the Shastras
have recommended
the chanting of the
Hare Krishna
Maha Mantra.
Omkar
is a mantra
or Maha Mantra,
And Hare Krishna is also a Mahamantra. The purpose of pronouncing Omkar is to address the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Vasudev, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. And the purpose of chanting the Hare Krishna mantra is the same. Hare, O energy of the Lord. Krishna, O Lord Krishna. Hare, O energy of the Lord. Ram, O Supreme Lord, O Supreme Enjoyer. The only worshipable Lord is Hari, who is the goal of the Vedas. Vedaischa sarveir ameva vedya. By worshipping the demigods, one worships the different parts of the Lord, just as one might water the branches and the twigs of a tree. But worshipping Narayan, the all-inclusive Supreme Personality of Godhead, is like pouring water under the root of the tree. Thus, supplying water to the trunk, branches, twigs, leaves and so on. In Satya Yuga, people knew how to fulfill the necessities of life simply by worshipping Narayan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The same purpose can be served in this age of Kali by chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra, as recommended in the Bhagavatam. Kirtana Deva Krishna Syamukta Sangha Param Brajet. Simply by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, one becomes free from the bondage of material existence and thus becomes eligible to return home, back to Godhead. Om Ajnanati Midandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshuran Militam Yanam Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sabadantikam Bandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalan Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sirupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raganatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvetam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishagan Vidamscha. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Govika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastade Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshade Vrishabhanu Sude Devi Pranamami Hare Priye Vanchakalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyevacha Paritanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Jadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Nama Hare Nama Hare Nama Eva Kevalam Kola Nastyeva 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 Gatiranyatam. Eka eva pura veda pranava sarvavanmaya deva narayana nanya eko agnirvana eva cha. In Satya Yuga, the first millennium, all the Vedic mantras were included in one mantra, pranav, the root of all Vedic mantras. In other words, the Yadava Veda alone was the source of all Vedic knowledge. The Supreme Personality of God Narayana was the only worshipable deity. There was no recommendation for worship of the demigods. Fire was on one only, and the only order of life in human society was known as Hamsa. So, here in this chapter, it was explained how King Pururava was enchanted by Urvashi, although he was a great soul, a great king, but still, due to being in this material world, there's every chance of
coming into difficulty. So therefore we always have to take shelter, firm shelter at the lotus feet of the spiritual master and the process given by the spiritual master. And ultimately we have to take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So here it is explained about the age of Satya, the Satya Yuga, the first millennium. As we know, there are four yugas: Satya Yuga, Treta Yuga, Dwapara Yuga and Kali Yuga. In the Satya Yuga, the human beings, they live up to 100,000 years. We can hardly imagine 100,000 years. And we are here now in the Kali Yuga, we can hardly live up to 100 years. And in the Treta Yuga, they were living up to 10,000 years. And Dwapara up to 1,000 years. And the environment was in the mode of goodness. And the human beings, they were in the mode of goodness. So therefore it is mentioned there was only eva cha eka varna. There was only one order of life known as hansa. Hansa means swan-like person. As we know, that is accepted in Bharatvasha in India, that is known, maybe not all over the world, but in India it is well known that the swan, if you have a cup or a bowl of milk, or if you have usually in India, many times you can see the milk is there, and they add some water in order to get more milk and to get more money. So it is a well-known fact. Of course, they mix other things also sometimes, unfortunately. But if you put that in front of the swan, he will take the milk and he will leave the water and whatever else is there. So therefore the great souls, they are known as hansa, swan-like man. They're just like the swan. They get the essence of everything. And in this material world, being in this material world, the three modes of material nature is there. So much contamination is there. But the swan-like persons, they are engaged in the service of the Lord. And they will see the Lord everywhere, even in this material world, because they know everything ultimately comes from the Supreme Lord, from Krishna. They are not just seeing the material elements. The material elements may be there, but they will see Krishna everywhere. That is explained in the Chaitanya Charitamrita also, the devotees, they will, wherever they see, sarvatra hoy, ishtadeva, spurti, jangara, stavara, nehadeka murti, sarvatra hoy, nija ishtadeva spurti. They are not just seeing the body moving or non-moving, but they will see the ishtadev, the Supreme Lord, everywhere. Everything is included in Krishna, and Krishna is everywhere. Premanjana charita bhakti vilochanena santasa deva hari yesu viloka yanti yam shama sundaram achinta guna sarupam govinda madi purusham tamaham bhajami. Beautiful prayer by Lord Brahma, Brahma Samhita. And there he is explaining, I'm worshipping Govinda. And those who are worshipping Govinda are shama sundar because they have love, prema. Their eyes are anointed with the salve of love. Therefore they can see Krishna all the time. Everything is in Krishna, and Krishna in everything. So that is the essence. Vastu, vastu, the real thing. What is the real thing? Vastu means an object or subject. So what is the vastu, vastu, the real object, the real thing? That is Krishna. Saragrahi Vaishnav. Bhakti, we know Thakur is mentioning we should become Saragrahi Vaishnav. We should take the essence of the Vedic literatures. One should see what is the essence of everything. Sarat Saram, the essence of the essence. And that is Krishna. Devotional service, the devotees, the holy names. So these persons who are able to always say Krishna, they are known as swan-like man. In the Satya Yuga, everyone was highly qualified in the mode of goodness. There's hardly any passion and ignorance there in the age of Satya, in the first millennium. But still, whoever is in this material world, even the Satya Yuga, is bound to be affected by the mode of passion and ignorance also. Everyone in this material world is actually in ignorance, more or less. Some more and some less. In Satya Yuga there were less. But still the mode of passion was there and the mode of ignorance was there also. On a daily basis you can see that the morning is considered mode of goodness, noontime mode of passion, evening mode, and nighttime mode of ignorance. So that is every day it is happening. And individually, sometimes one is mode of passion, sometimes mode of goodness, sometimes mode of ignorance. But we should try to be in the mode of goodness and see that the environment is in the mode of goodness. Think in the mode of goodness, eat in the mode of goodness, act in the mode of goodness. Then we can come to the transcendental platform. So in the Satya Yuga, everyone was a swan-like person, man or woman, highly exalted. But difficulties are there also in the Satya Yuga. Demons are coming from all the planets and disturbing the human beings also. So therefore always, and it is natural, Jivera Supoya Krishnera Nityadas, to be serving Krishna. That is the constitutional position of the living entities, to serve Krishna. That is his real nature, sabhav. But in conditioned state, then other desires are there. And one wants to enjoy separately from Krishna, try to be the lord of this world. But that is not the natural position. Krishnendriya Priti, we should do everything for Krishna's pleasure, for the pleasure of Krishna's senses. And give up Atmendriya Triptir, Vancha Icha, trying to satisfy one's own desires. Anya bilashita shunyam jnana karma navritam anukulyane krishna nushilanam bhakti ruttamam. That is uttam bhakti, not desiring the result of one's activities, of one's work, of one's karma, but simply trying to do for Krishna's pleasure. And we acquire knowledge in order to be able to surrender to Krishna, not to become a great scholar. And we may do yoga, we are doing bhakti yoga. We may also do some Ashtanga yoga, pranayam, to keep the body healthy and the consciousness in good spirits also. So for that it is helpful, but most important is that we surrender to Krishna, to the Supreme Lord. So even in the age of Kali, although one lives only up to 100 years, not even that, and some may live a little longer if they're doing yoga. Even sometimes we can see some yogis are there and they live 150 years, 200 years. Even they are there now, but generally up to 100 years. But even though we are in the age of Kali and Kala Shudra Sambhava, in the age of Kali everyone is like a Sudra. No material qualification, no good intelligence, no sharp memory, no good memory, no sharp intelligence. So it is a little difficult to perform devotional service, to advance quickly. But by the mercy of Guru and Garanga, by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Kali Yuga Avatar, with Swami Bhagavan, the original Supreme Personality of Godhead, none different from Radha and Krishna. And Krishna is Swami Bhagavan. Ete Chamsa Kalapam Sam Krishna Stu Bhagavan Swayam. And all the other personalities of Godhead are his expansions. So by the mercy, the causeless mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the deliverer of the most fallen. Padid Pavan Hetu Tavata Tavavatar. We can advance rapidly on the path of pure devotional service. And by the mercy of the spiritual master, who is a representative of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nitananda Prabhu and Sisi Radha Krishna. Vandyananta but Aishwaryam Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Nijopiya Prasadachyad Bhakti Shastra Pavatanaha. So, therefore we take shelter and we offer obeisances to Mahaprabhu, who is an ocean
of mercy, who has unlimited, wonderful, adabhut, wonderful qualities. And similarly, we take shelter of Nityananda Prabhu. Vandyananta Aishwaryam Nityananda Prabhu Nijupya Prasada Chat Bhakti Shastra Pavatakaha. And by the mercy of Sri Sri Nitai Gaur, we are able to advance, we are able to properly chant the holy names, the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And even though we are coming from a fallen background in the age of Kali Yuga, everyone is fallen, as explained, because the samskars, the purificatory rites, are not properly performed in the age of Kali. But still, although we don't have any qualification, but by the mercy of the spiritual master, the pure devotee, and by the mercy of the Lord, Nijo Pi, Yat Prasada, those who are very fallen, Nijo Api, certainly, Yat Prasada, by the mercy of Nityananda, Mahaprabhu, Bhakti, Shastra, Bhava, Atakaha, one may be able to practice devotional service, one may be able to speak about the Bhakti Shastra. But for that we have to always remain very humble, tolerant, and very respectful to all. And then, by constantly chanting the holy names, we are properly situated on the transcendental plane, and then we can quickly advance to the highest destination, to pure devotional service, and then realize Krishna Sarup and our Sarup. So which is the goal of life, Atma Sakshaka, direct experience of the Self. That's the aim of life. So we have to try to make as much advancement as possible in this lifetime. So, further on here it is explained about the pranav, the omkar, which is the root of all Vedic mantras. And as explained here by Prabhupada in the beginning, so there was only one Veda. The Veda was one. So Veda means transcendental knowledge, which is not different from the Supreme Lord, which emanated from the Supreme Lord. So some say it was the Atharva Veda, some say the Yajur Veda. And that was divided into four by Veda Vyas, Vyasadev. So that is the meaning also of his name, Veda Vyasa. He was dividing the Veda, the one Veda, in four, for the benefit of the conditioned souls, especially in the age of Kali. And he entrusted his knowledge to his four disciples, Vaishampayan, Paila Muni, Sumanta, and Jaimini Muni. And of course, Veda Vyasa also gave the essence of the Vedic literature, the Vedanta Sutra, Veda Ant, at the end, the essence of the Veda, of the Vedas, in a concise form. Sutra means something which is very important, which may be explained in many words, but it is given in only few words. That is a sutra. Just like Swayam Bhagavan, Ete Chamsa Kala Pumsam, Krishna Stu Bhagavan Swayam, Indriyaya Vyakulam Lokam, Mridyanti Yuge Yuge. That is known as Paribhasha Sutra. That is the whole explanation of the Srimad Bhagavatam is in this one verse. That Krishna is the source of, his Swayam Bhagavan is the original personality of Godhead. And all the other incarnations, these are his expansions. Indriyaya Vyakulam Lokam Mridyanti Yuge Yuge. And he's coming in every yuga. He himself or his expanded forms. Indriyari, Indra, to actually protect Indra and the devotees. And Paritranaya Sadhanam Vinashaya Chaduskritam Dharma Samstapanataya Sambhavami Yuge Yuge. As Krishna tells Arjuna, I'm coming in every millennium to establish Dharma and to protect the devotees, and by the way, kill the demons also. So that is the purpose of Krishna's coming. And so that is the Paribhasha Sutra. That should be remembered throughout the Bhagavatam. But first there was only one Veda, and there was one mantra, that is the Omkar, Om Tat Sat. Om So that is actually no different form of the Supreme Lord, the sound vibration, which is no different from the Lord. And Tat refers to that, to Om. Sat, it is eternal. It is the absolute truth. The last word in the Vedic literature is Om Tat Sat. And the beginning also, beginning and the end. And every mantra in the Vedic literatures is starting with Om. Every mantra. And as we say, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, Om Namo Narayanaya Namaha, and so on. And even the Ma mantra is mentioned in the Vedic literatures. But even there, the Ma mantra, before chanting the Ma mantra, Om is pronounced. Om Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Therefore, the pujari is also worshipping the deities, they are chanting many mantras, and for purification first, and while doing the worship, and always Om is said before, is pronounced before. And when we're doing yagya, although it is not the yuga dharma, but it is also required, then before chanting the Maha mantra, Om is pronounced, and then the Maha mantra. So that is known as the bij, that is the seed. And then the mantra is coming from that, just like we have a mango seed. From the mango seed, the tree is coming, and then the fruits are coming, the mangoes. So similarly, Om is the seed, and then the different mantras are coming. And then everything is there. So, no different from Krishna. Of course, it depends on the bhav, on the mood, which is a very important point of the practitioner, those who are practicing. The Vayavadis, they will chant Om also. And they have an understanding which is all right also, but it is not the complete understanding. They will say that Om refers to the Brahma Jyoti, which has no form. It is the big light, which is all right. It is one part of the Absolute Truth. Vedanta tattva vidastat yajjnanam advayam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagvaniti shabdate. So it is explained in the Bhagavatam and throughout the Vedic literatures that the Absolute Truth is realized in three aspects: the impersonal Brahman, the Brahma Jyoti, and then Paramatma realization, the localized form of the Lord, situated in everyone's heart, known as Paramatma, the Super Soul. And then the last word and the ultimate realization is Bhagavan, that the Supreme Personality of Godhead exists either in Vaikuntha or in Golok Vrindavan and is the source of everything. So those who are uttering the Om, Omka Pranav, and wanting to merge in the Absolute Truth, they may do so, but that is not the highest perfection. And actually, two kinds of living entities are there, the eternally liberated Nitya Siddha, and they are always serving Krishna, and they will never fall down. That is according to the opinion of Mahaprabhu, which Bhaktivinoda Thakur has explained, the Dashamula Tattva. And then the Anitta Bada, Anadi Bada, since time moral conditioned, but also eternal servants of Krishna, but they are conditioned, they are not serving the Lord. They are in the Brahma Jyoti and Krishna's effulgence, which is part of Krishna's body also. Krishna is unlimited. So the Mayavadis, they may go there, and then they have to come back here in order to become perfect. So that is one understanding of Om. Some they will say Auma, that refers to Brahma, Vishnu and Mahesh. That may be alright, may be seen in that way. Those who are worshipping Ram, Lord Ram, they will say that A refers to Sita, to Ram, U to Sita Devi, and Ma to the living entities. But we follow the, of course, Prabhupada explaining, Om refers to Vasudev Krishna, which means the son of Vasudev and Devaki, which is also true. But the highest, of course, Prabhupada, he mentioned also the highest conception. And different time, according to time, place and circumstances, the Acharya, the spiritual masters, is giving the instructions, the knowledge for the practitioner of the different levels, just like a teacher. To the first class student, he's trying to explain to them about the alphabet, A,
A, B, C, D, and so on, and counting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And he's not telling more. But to those who are in the second, third class, and then in the high school, then he's telling more. So similarly, the spiritual master, sometimes he gives some ordinary explanation, and but then other times he will give some more detailed and more deep understanding. Just like in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, that is explaining, quoting from Rupa Goswami in one purport, what is the meaning of Om? Akaranachate Krishna Savalokaika Nayakaha Ukaranachate Radha Maka Jiva Vachakaha. So R refers to Krishna, to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Yashoda Nandan, Achyut, who is unfailable. And the Sarvaloka Ekanayakaha, Sarvaloka Ekanayakaha, he's the only hero. Because now in this material world there are so many heroes, Bollywood, Hollywood heroes, and cricket star is a hero, football star is a hero for many persons. But these are not real heroes. Real hero, well, these are the devotees, they are heroes. If you can control the mind and senses, if you surrender to Krishna, then you're a real hero. Otherwise you're zero. So Krishna has to be in the center, then you are a hero. If Krishna is not in the center, then you are zero. So, very simple. but not so easy to become a hero, to control the mind, the senses, and have always Krishna in the center. But we try our best, and Krishna does the rest. Our Guru does the rest, because we try. But without the help of Guru and Krishna, we can do nothing. We are totally insignificant. So Krishna is the only hero, actually. Sarvaloka Ekaika Nayak. So he's the only hero. All the others, well, even Balaram is saying that I'm the servant of Krishna. Nityananda Prabhu is saying, Ami Chaitanya Das, I'm the servant of Chaitanya. Although they are the lords also. But they understand that Krishna or Mahaprabhu is Swami Bhagavan, and we are simply there to serve. Although they also Vishnu Tattva, but they want to serve. And so Krishna is the Purushottam Adipurush, Swami Bhagavan, the only hero. Ekalishwara Krishna, Arasabhavritya. There's only one Ishwar, Parameshwar, that is Krishna. Everyone else is servant of Krishna. So, U Karanochate Radha. U refers to Srimati Radharani, Ujeshwari, Srimati Radharani. Month of Kartik, we perform Oja Vrata. Oja means the strength also, the Shakti, the effulgence. That is ultimately Srimati Radharani, she is golden. Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi, she is the Shakti, the energy of the Lord. And so, by her mercy, actually, we can serve Krishna. Krishna is Swami Bhagavan. Vishai Vigraha is the object of our love. Prananath is the Lord of our life. But we have to take shelter of the Ashray Vigraha, the abode of love, that is Srimati Radharani, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, or the spiritual master. And then Ma Kar Jiva Vachaka, Ma, in that the living entities included, is mentioned. So those who are chanting with the highest conception, they can go to the highest realm. So that is the explanation by Rupa Goswami of the Omkar. So in that mood we chant, sometimes when you chant Om, which we do every day actually, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So we remember Radha Krishna, and then Vasudev is expanded form of Yashoda Nandan Krishna. And then similarly also for the Ma Mantra, which is non-different, from Omkar. So Omkar is Ma Mantra, and the Hare Krishna Ma Mantra is there. And so Mahaprabhu, he has introduced the Yuga Dharma, the age, process of becoming perfect. The religion of this age of Kali is the chanting of the Maha Mantra, not the Omkar. But still we chant the Omkar also sometimes, when we chant every day, as we say, but only a few times we chant Om during the day. Even when you chant the Gayatri, Om Bhur Bhuvah Svah Tat Savitur Ityadi,
then the Omkar is pronounced 3 times 10. And so those who are worshipping the deities or doing yagyas, they chant a little more the Omkar. But even more important actually is the Mahamantra. That is also known as Yugal Mantra, also known different from Radha and Krishna. And Mahaprabhu is included in the Mahamantra. Even by the way, because Mahaprabhu is known different from Radha and Krishna, Omkari Omkar also refers to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There's one verse in the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Sahasranam, the 100 names, the 1,000 names of Mahaprabhu. There's one verse explaining there that the prana of Omkar, that is actually no different from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because it's no different from Radha and Krishna. So similarly, the Mahamantra is no different from Radha and Krishna, and also no different from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So therefore, when we chant the Mahamantra, so we pronounce very nicely, we hear very nicely, and we try, whatever garbage is coming in the mind, we throw that away. Out all the garbage, and positive thinking should be there. And after all, that it is mentioned that smatavya satatam vishnur vismatavya najatu chit sarvavidhi nishede suryetayor vikinkara. We should always remember Krishna, never forget him. So something, now while we're chanting, we should only speak and hear, but we should not remember Krishna. We just speak and hear. No, we have to remember Krishna always, especially while chanting the Mahamantra. But if one is not yet advanced, that one may be not be able to chant, but we should pray to Guru, Gauranga and Krishna and cry out so we can remember them sometimes. And those who are perfect, they are constantly remembering Krishna or the associates of Krishna, Srimati Radharani or Mahaprabhu, sometimes Gaurilila, sometimes Krishna Lila. Even the pure devotees, they don't even have to endeavor, because they are perfect, they have endeavored, or they have come from the spiritual realm. They're always remembering Mahaprabhu and Krishna. They don't have to endeavor. Simply they chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And then Mahaprabhu and Krishna, they manifest, and their pastime are manifesting. But we as sadhakas, we have to endeavor to remember Krishna throughout the day and also while chanting the holy names. So therefore we have to serve the deities every day. We have to take dasa morning, noon and evening. So then we can sometimes remember them or hear about Krishna, about his wonderful form. Kasturi tilakam lalata patale vaksastale kostuvam nasagre varamoktidam karatale venu kankanam sarvanga harichandanam salitam kante chamuktavali gopastri padiveshtito vijayate gopala churamani. So we should remember. So many mantras are there which we may remember, and when we learning them and remember them, then we know the meaning, and while we chant the holy names, we may remember that also. Kasturi Tilakam, Gopala Churamani, to the crest jewel, the best of all the Gopas, is the Supreme Lord, but he appeared as a cowboy and performing wonderful pastimes with his eternal associates in loving relationship, very sweet relationship, without awe and reverence. So he's the foremost of all the Gopas and the crest jewel. And so on his forehead he has Kasturi Tilak. Just one dot is there, not like our Tilak, although the deities have. But usually Krishna has just one dot here. Even the pujaris, though the priests, when they're doing ceremony at the beginning or at the end, they will put some Tilak. That is just one dot here. So made with chandan and the musk from the deer. Kasturi Tilakam. Kasturi, very fragrant. Very nice smell. You can also buy the kasturi oil, but to get pure is very rare, very rare. But very fragrant. But Krishna's body actually so fragrant, even without the tilak, which is very fragrant, his body is emanating a very nice fragrance, and is most beautiful. So on his forehead, which that is, he has a broad forehead. A Mahapurush Lakshana there, the symptoms of a great personality. He has a broad forehead, he has long arms, the eyes like lotus petals.
like that. And then Venu, Karakankanam. So Venu Karatale in his hands, Karatale in the hands, he is playing, he has the flute, and he has nice bangles here, and is anointed with Chandan, which the gopis are, they are anointing Krishna with Chandan. And then also, he has a beautiful pearl necklace. So by reading or hearing about that, then we can sometimes remember while he's chanting. So that is important that we have the proper understanding, and that we are absorbed in hearing on daily basis, so that while we're chanting, we can sometimes remember Guru, Gauranga, and Krishna. And just like when we worship the deities, first we have to worship Guru, then Gauranga, and then Krishna. And we have to remember the holy Dham, Navadip Dham or Vrindavan Dham, and then only we can really serve Krishna. Similarly, while chanting, we should be feeling grateful to the spiritual master, to previous acharyas, and beg for their mercy, and beg for the mercy of the holy Dham and the associates of the Lord, and then we can sometimes remember the Supreme Lord, and then we can chant with bhav, with the proper transcendental emotions, and then there's a loving relationship exchange with Krishna. So Kirtan Edva Krishna Sa Mukta Sangha Param Vrajet. Kaliyadosha Prabhupada is explaining at the end, simply by chanting the Maha Mantra, one becomes free from bondage and thus becomes eligible to return home back to Godhead. So the eligibility has to be there. Kaliyadosha Nideya Rajan Asti Ekumaan Gunat Kirtan Edva Krishna Sa Mukta Sangha Param Vrajet. Although the age of Kali is full of faults, but there is one good quality. That is simply by chanting the holy names one can attain perfection. So therefore we should try to chant with a proper mood, and then always be engaged under the direction of the spiritual master in some devotional activity, and somehow also then maintain body and soul together. So we can, by the mercy of Guru Gauranga, quickly attain perfection, even in one lifetime. And there's one beautiful verse also which is given the essence by Prabhananda Saraswati Thakur, a great Vaishnava in our line. He was actually the uncle of Gopal Bhatta Goswami, one of the six Goswamis, and he was a dear devotee of Mahaprabhu, who wrote many books, one book Vrindavan Mahamandarita, 17 volumes, Shataka, 17 volumes of each, 100 verses glorifying Vrindavan Dham. Vrindavan Dham ki. Yeah. And he wrote so many wonderful books. One is known as Radha Rasa Shuddha Nidhi. It is a notion of the love of Srimati Radharani. So it is like a notion of love. So there he has glorified Srimati Radharani, and he has glorified the devotees, the associates of Radharani, the gopis, the manjaris, the process of devotional service, and of course the acharyas also. And in Krishna Lila is actually Tunga Vidya Sakhi, one of the Ashta Sakhis. So he quoted one very beautiful verse. And so, of course, what is dear to one, we should try to give to others, and it is very sweet. We'll have some Mahaprasad also for everyone. And everyone likes the Mahaprasad. It is very sweet. Krishna is sweet. Everything is sweet about Krishna. But even rather than just hankering for Mahaprasad, then we should be hankering to be always chanting the holy names. We should get Nam Ruchi, taste for the holy name, which is sweeter than the sweetest thing. And so we chanted Radha Madhava, which is a very beautiful song by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, which is setting, which is a perfect setting for entering Braj Bhav and understanding that ultimately the Bhagavatam is a Rasa Shastra. It is all about ultimately Adiras, the pastimes of Radha Krishna, especially with the gopis, that is Adiras. And so we should end with a sweet note also before the Mahaprasad, a sweet shloka. So which is there, Dhyayantam Sikhi Pichi Mulam, Dhyayantam Sikhi Pichi Mulim, Dhyayantam Sikhi Pichi Mulim, Anisham Tannava Sankirtanam, Nityam Tachtaranam Bhujam Paricharyam, Tan Mantra Varya Japam, Siradha pada dasyam eva paramabhishta hirdi hridadaryam karichat tad anugrahena parama adbhut anurag utsavaha.
So beautiful verse, and they're explaining that the devotees, they can experience a festival every day by engaging devotional service. Yesterday we had Nityananda Trayodashi, and everyone had a lot of Mahaprasad, right? And tomorrow is Madhur Utsav, is Purnima Tithi, and Narottam Das Thakur's appearance day, and a beautiful festival is there in Braj usually also. And so every day, Prabhupada used to say, in Vrindavan, every day is a festival. And in the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. So therefore every day we're distributing Mahaprasad and we're accepting a little Mahaprasad. But we should be more interested in distributing than in eating. Because if we eat too much, we get a stomach problem and then we cannot remember Krishna so much. But distribute, you can distribute to 1,000 people and you will be more and more happy. So we should more be interested in distributing than in eating. And so Dhyayantam Sikhi Pichi Molim, we should always remember Krishna who is wearing a peacock feather. And then Harnisham Nitam Sankirtanam. So we should be day and night absorbed in chanting Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So we should remember Krishna and always chant the Maha Mantra. And then Nityam Tach Charanam Bhajam Paricharyam. And then Nityam daily or always Tach Charanam Bhajam. Tach Charanam Bhajam. Tat means referring to Krishna, his lotus feet, Paricharyam. We should worship in the temple or even by taking darshan and seeing the beautiful lotus feet of Krishna. Or Nityananda Ram, which are cooling like thousands of moons. So the lotus feet of all the deities. Of course, even we are aspiring to take shelter of lotus feet of Srimati Radharani, and the pujaris are fortunate they can every day see the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. Otherwise, we're not supposed to see the lotus feet of Radharani, according to the GBC. But Vrindavan is an exception, and once a year or twice a year we show the lotus feet. And we are not supposed to say Radhe Radhe. But in Vrindavan, everybody is saying Radhe Radhe. You go in town, Radhe Radhe, Shamilade. So we follow the GBC. We follow the GBC. Yeah. Of course, some exceptions are there when we are not on the microphone. We're just joking also. Krishna is the biggest joker. And the devotee is also joking. But we follow very strictly the GBC, that we have to say. It is important to follow the GBC. And we have to be nice devotees. And then anyway, so we chant, we worship the lotus feet of the Lord. And then those who are fortunate, they will receive the Gayatri, and they will take shelter of the Gayatri. And then Radha Pada Dasyam Eva Paramabhishta Rida Dayanam. We hold in our heart the highest desire is actually to become the maidservant of the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani, the servant of Srimati Radharani's lotus feet, the servant of Srimati Radharani, Radha Dasyam. And then in this way, Tadanugrahena, by the mercy of Guru Gauranga Krishna, we can experience a festival every day. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj on the festival days, because he was Babaji, eating very simple. Even he used to take a little Mahaprasad, Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj and all the servants, okay, waiting for the nice puris and halva and nice sweets and everyone. But then he was saying, it's purifying, it's wonderful. And Gaurakishore Babaji was saying, oh, we are feasting on the Maha Mantra. That is our feast by always chanting the Maha Mantra.
So next festival, all you get is Maha Mantra.
So therefore, whenever we have, therefore we always chanting the Maha Mantra. And even while we take prasad, actually, in between we should chant the Maha Mantra. Yeah, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.